Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Hit us up on the phone lines, 585-252-9800 is the number. Are the vibes up? Please tell us why. Why don't you start today?
Yeah. Our friend Jess is here. Our friend Jess is here.
Okay, I was good. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about you. That's fine. Let's go to Jess.
I know. I feel like Jess's are more important, though. So Jess was here on Friday.
Oh, our girl Jess from the studio. Yeah.
Yes. And she says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Jess here. Vibes are great this morning. Only two houses to clean today, and then I'm going to take my son driving later now that he officially has his permit.
Go Jaden!
Whee!
That a boy!
Ooh, have a great day, guys. We are so proud of him. You know, we met him Friday with Jess, and he was like, I'm going to take my permit test later. We're like, crush it. Yeah, and he did!
Just cool, chill vibes.
He did. Vibes are okay for me. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Throat's closing, but everything's fine.
Nice.
I have calling hours tonight for a friend, which is sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My friend's parent, excuse me. And then I'm going to grab dinner with an old friend who I haven't seen in quite some time.
Tell us where you're going.
TBD at this point. Unclear, but somewhere in the Victor Fairport region.
You know where I've been wanting to go? There's two places I feel like I've been everywhere. I haven't been to Velvet Belly. I know I've mentioned
that. I know.
That. And I haven't been to Village Gate, like the restaurant there.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy.
The Gatehouse?
Yeah, the Gatehouse. Yeah, so yeah, my yeah. buddy, who's very hard to please, loves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so last Saturday, I went to Fiorella, which is right next door to Velvet Belly.
Yeah.
Delicious. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, never been to that one yet. So gotta check it out. I wanted to go to Patron Saint, but then my friend said that, they went out to dinner with eight people there and it was $1,700. So we're going to skip that one. We're going to skip that one.
I went with six people, and that was over 700 something, maybe a little bit more. It's a little pricey place. It's beautiful. I love it. It's a steakhouse.
Not the mortgage.
You know, you get what you pay for. What was I going to ask you? I don't remember. Let's get to somebody else here. Who else is here, Breeze?
Let's see. We have Hannah here. Hannah says, good morning. Feeling good because it's a little warmer than it's been the last couple days and not as much snow on the ground. It's the little things. I didn't have to brush my car off this morning, which was amazing.
Yeah, that is nice. It's the simple pleasures. Yesterday, it felt like -6 after 10 a.m., and it truly felt like -6. I had to walk to take the trash out. Well, I'm like, you know, if I could sit in a cold plunge for X amount of minutes, I could take the trash out without a coat.
I know.
This is brutal.
Without a coat? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bad vibes? Okay, last night, so annoyed. I was selling something on Facebook, and the person came to pick it up and couldn't find my apartment, of course. So I had to run outside with no clothes on. Literally was wearing a tank top and shorts. I'm like, okay, great.
They're like, ah, okay, just.
She's like, oh my God, get inside. I'm like, here are the things, whatever. It was $15. She gave me $10. I'm like, perfect. Love this. Not her snubbing me.
Facebook Marketplace. We absolutely love it.
But these things happen, I guess. What am I to do? As long as it's gone, I don't really care. What about you, Vibesies?
Vibes are a little bit all over the place. I'm thankful I got to have my first meal last night at 7.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Ended the 72-hour water fast. It was a success. I got through it. I had a half a piece of salmon, some cottage cheese and lettuce, a salad, and a little bit of wine. You know, I'm a little aggravated, to be honest, because I went and got my blood work yesterday. And you know, everything came back.
That's good news.
Everything came back great. And then we go over to the cholesterol panel. And, you know, I've lost some weight.
Yeah.
Been working out.
For sure.
I haven't been eating bad. And my cholesterol went up 30 points.
No.
Now it's at 330 something from 305. I'm like, this is.
It's a genetic thing,
I'm
man.
Like, there's
it has
no.
to be.
Yeah. And I called my sister-in-law, who's a nurse. She's like, listen, your cardiologist said, give it a full year to see what's up. You have until June. And then whatever happens.
No, that's still so frustrating.
I was pissed, Breeze. I was
You've
just so.
You've literally been doing all of the things.
It got worse.
Like.
And you made a joke earlier in the week. Like, you should go get your blood work. And I'm like, the perfect time to do it. And my buddy Dwight did the same thing. He called me yesterday and was like, I went this morning. If you're going to get really solid, like, accurate
readings.
Yeah, you should do it now after a 3-day fast. I'm like, you're right. So I went yesterday after the show, and they came back.
I know.
A couple hours later,
I was like, watch it go up.
Like, rapidly, your health is rapidly declining, and I feel like it is. My HDL is great. The good cholesterol is at a great level. However, I'm just so pissed that I have to deal with this at 40. And it's like, you know, I guess that's the time you have to deal with it.
It has to be. There's no way. You've lost like 25 pounds. Like, I.
Well, like 18. But
okay, whatever.
Thank you.
Not me giving you more credit than you deserve.
Yeah, my grandma suffered from it bad on my mom's side.
And what was she, like 7 pounds?
She wasn't heavy. She wasn't eating nothing like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It sucks. So.
No, that's really frustrating. I feel for you. That's crazy. Like.
And, you know, I'm not the type of guy. I'm not going to live my life and go day by day with eating salads. And
no.
I can't do it. I'm not going to do
it. It's not sustainable.
I want to live my life.
That's not
sustainable. So if I have to go on the meds, then that's what I got to do.
You gave it your best go. But at this point, it seems like a family history thing. So.
Yeah. But anyways, enough about us. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. For the big story of the day, I'm just going to touch on the robbery that took place at the mall at Grease Ridge. The Dubai jewelry store.
Ew.
This was no joke. When it comes to theft, what is going on at the malls?
Right.
Just when I was getting ready to throw the tracksuit on and go for a walk. I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Give you some updates coming up next on the show.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. A lot of us are very familiar with the theft that took place at the mall. I think this was on Monday. The Greece Police Department are still looking for those suspects who robbed the Dubai jewelry store at the Greece Ridge Mall. This was Monday around 6:45 p.m. And police say eight suspects went into that mall, six of them into the Dubai jewelry store. Two stayed nearby. And the suspects' ages from, they were from 15 years old to 25.
Right.
Quite the demographic there. More masks and gloves. They jumped over the counter. They used a baseball bat to smash the display case. I mean, some of you have may already seen this footage from this robbery. But
was this like in the middle of the day? Like when did this take place?
6:45 p.m. They tore this place up. There was about, I mean, was they did it right in front of the
walking around.
I don't know what, I don't know the foot because, traffic like, in the mall at that time on a Monday.
You know, like most of those jewelry stores are like outwardly facing. There's not, you don't really go into a jewelry store. It's kind of like on display for people as they're walking by. You know what I mean?
Well, this is a corner store and right. It was facing the food court. It was right in front of it. So they were obviously ballsy. They had no problem going in there at that time and stealing almost $90,000 worth of jewelry. $3,000 in damages to the display cases. Store security tried to stop the suspects, but they were threatened with a baseball bat. So on camera, you can see them be like, nope, take what you want. Suspects ran to the food court to the exit. Another security officer was almost hit by a baseball bat by another suspect. They left in a dark Chevrolet Malibu. And Rochester police later found the car empty on Lang Street. I mean, of course, they're asking anyone with information to contact the Greece Police Department at 585-865-9200 so they can give all these guys an appearance ticket in court just for them not to show up and around we go.
Right. Lawless
city. So, whatever.
Why are they doing things like this? Because they can.
Because they can.
Because they can.
Wouldn't you if there was no repercussions?
It's like the purge.
That's what it feels like.
It's quite alarming.
If between this, honest. The theft with all the vehicles in the city, and now it's not just in the city anymore.
No,
it's Greece. It's Penfield. It's
all over.
Pittsford. It's Fairport.
Right.
So, on to happier news.
Things
somebody at the studio's sick.
Yeah, let's lighten things up. Someone's on their deathbed. No, you guys, it's so bad.
See what happens when you move in with somebody?
Yeah, moving in with a partner and then like not being able to get away from them when they're sick and ill so you don't get sick and ill. It is quite tough. I'm very curious, considering the fact that it's been many moons since I've lived with a partner. What do you do in that situation? Because, like, I'm not sleeping on the couch.
You gotta sleep in separate rooms.
Not really a lot of space for that. We're not really living in place with multiple rooms.
Well, lucky for you, you live with her brother, so you can bunk with him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, we'll talk about all that coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show.
I'm unwell.
I know. So Breezy moved in with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend officially got her sick. Now she's miserable, and her throat is closing up as we speak.
It's a very small hole. Listen, I just...
Thank
I'm
you.
Trying to figure out what the next move is here, because now that I'm living with my girlfriend, I'm asking others who live with their significant other, how do you navigate this? Because it's cold and flu season in full effect, full swing. Here we go. Right? And it seems like a lot of people are getting sick. Weather's getting colder. It's snowing. No one's wearing a jacket. I'm not really sure. And the other day she was like, I'm not feeling great. I'm like, okay. There's like a plethora of things it could be.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, it's like a cold. I'm like, okay. Well, what do I do?
God forbid you cough in front of anyone anymore.
I know. They're like COVID. bird flu.
Well, lucky for you, Breezy, you live with your girlfriend's brother as well. He's got a room next door, so you can start bunking with him.
I'm so good. Thank you, though.
What I do see picturing, knowing the type of individual that you are, is you asking him to leave so you can have his room.
Yeah. So we're going to need you to leave. So with that being said, now I'm sick. My throat is closing. She's sick. How are we going to get better if we're just all up in each other's spaces and doing all of the things?
Yeah, because married couples don't have a choice. I mean, when your significant other is sick, do you still get in bed with them and go to bed at night? Or right. Do you sleep somewhere else in the house? Because I know plenty of people who still like, if they're sick, then I just accept the fact that I'm probably going to get sick.
Right.
And we carry on. Do you guys do that?
I don't want to be that person. I don't want to get sick. But at the same time, where am I to go? Because I'm not going to boot her to the couch. She's not feeling well. She's sick. She wants to be in her comfortable bed as much as I do. But it gets dicey when you share a bed. It
look
does.
Look at the two opposite texts that come in. It's just absolutely absurd. On one hand, Steve says, we're married, so if my wife is sick, then I get sick, but I still get in bed with her. And then Janine texts in, and then she says, if my husband is sick, he can sleep in the garage.
Not the garage.
Oh, wow. It's all about a healthy balance.
This person says, I swear by elderberry.
Yeah, I do too.
What's elderberry?
Elderberry is an awesome antioxidant. You could take it in gummy form. I pop one every morning. You just take an elderberry gummy. And the other thing that I started taking too, Breezy, with flu season right here with us, is a zinc pill. Zinc is fantastic for your immune system. Just pop a zinc pill every morning.
Well, okay, these are all fine and well suggestions, but the train has left the station. I'm sick now.
Nothing we can do about that. We can't go back in time.
So my throat's closing. Everyone's dream, truly. They're like, thank God. I do feel bad, but when it comes down to it, like me getting sick and her getting sick, if I'm sick, that's the most important thing, in my opinion. Which might be wrong, but...
If who's sick?
If I'm sick.
Why?
Out of the two of us.
Why?
Because I need to take care of myself. I need to be on the mend. The people are relying on me.
Oh, it's always about the people.
I'm a warrior for this city.
Yeah, so. No, and I understand that, but you can't, like, devalue the work that she does. She's saving people's lives. What does she do?
Her work is way more impactful than mine. So
I know it definitely is. But what exactly does she do on a daily basis?
She works with people with disabilities.
Okay, so not sick people. Just, like, you know,
she's
on
her
deathbed.
No.
Oh, she's not a nurse. Okay, I thought she was.
Wrong girl.
That was the last one.
Yeah, different girl.
Okay,
got it. Get them all straight.
You love people, though, that...
Caretakers.
You love caretakers.
Yeah.
So why doesn't she take care of you?
Because she's trying to take care of herself. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. So
here's what you're going to do, because I don't know how... This is the first day of you being sick. Yeah. I don't know how long this is going to last. Thank God tomorrow's Friday. Okay, it's creeping up on us.
Right.
But you got to switch things up tonight. So when you go home, you got to figure out who's sleeping where. Because you don't want to make things worse. And also, the first thing you do, is she staying home today?
No.
Okay,
I don't believe so.
When you get home, disinfect everything.
Okay.
The knobs. Lysol everywhere.
The knobs. Okay. All right. I'll do the best I can. Also, one more thing before we wrap this up. I asked her this morning, I was like, do we have like cough medicine here or like Dayquil or something? She's like, yeah, in the cabinet, medicine cabinet.
It expired.
This woman is drinking like medicine in liquid form. I'm like, be an adult and pop a pill.
Is it all liquids?
All liquids.
You know what else you need to do? Like, wash those pillowcases. So many people don't do it. And get a new toothbrush.
Oh my God.
All
it's
of these
costing
things.
Millions.
98PXY traffic.
If you're just heading out on 104 East or West, the Keeler Expressway between Seneca and Culver, not seeing anything that's going to slow you down there. And at last check, on time, coming in on 490 West between 441 and Goodman, picking up a slight slowdown on the west side, 531 West near Union Street, and an accident in the city on Atlantic at Merriman being cleared. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Experience Magic Rocks. Illusionist Leon Etienne. Live Saturday, February 15th at Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. You've seen him on America's Got Talent, Penn and Teller, and more. Witness a jaw-dropping immersive show packed with mind-blowing illusions, sleight of hand, and non-stop laughter. Magic Rocks. Illusionist Leon Etienne. Tickets on sale now at SenecaNiagaraCasino.com. Get yours before they disappear. Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
It's a new year and time to update your style. It's easy when you shop Plato's Closet. Check Plato's Closet every day on Instagram, online, and on Facebook for daily drops and promotions. Be the first to know and the first to get all the trendy pieces you need to ramp up your look this year. Plato's Closet has all the snap-worthy, insta-cool pieces you're looking for at up to 70% off mall prices. Check your social media and stop in today for great looks at great prices. Plato's Closet with 3 area locations in Henrietta, in Victor, and in Greece.
Fox tonight.
Break!
It's an all-new Animal Control. Then.
I like this private.
He just ran into a door.
But at least he ran.
Dennis Leary stars in the new comedy, Going Dutch.
Tonight, starting at 9 on Fox Rochester.
Turn to Buffalo Plus. Complete coverage of the Bills and this year's playoff journey. Unique content you won't find anywhere else. Subscribe to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, get nightly updates on the Bills on 13 Wham News.
Jurassic Quest is back for 3 days only. See life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including Velociraptor, Triceratops, the massive T-Rex, and so many more. Interact with walking dinos and baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, giant fossil digs, inflatables, the fossil science exhibit, and more. Don't miss the largest and most realistic dinosaur event on tour at Rochester Riverside Convention Center this weekend only. Tickets are flying fast. Use promo code SAVE20 to save 20% when you buy at JurassicQuest.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9509. That's 800-298-9509. 800-298-9509.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around since it is cold and empty.
Wake up with Booz and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
But I
up on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Some of you may or may not know that our girl Breezy was nominated a while back through Rochester City Magazine for Best Radio Personality. Everyone has been on pins and needles, waiting on the results. And when I say everyone, I just mean Breezy. But last night I got a voicemail from Breezy, and the results are in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play you that voicemail she left. And all I can say is you're going to want to hear this. It's after the break on PXY.
98 PXY traffic.
Running on time on 590 South between Empire and Monroe Ave. Northbound lanes as well. 490 eastbound inbound from the CSX overpass to Meg Street also looking good. And if the thruway's part of your commute, running on time between the Victor and Canandaigua exits in both directions. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8000. That's 1-800-800-0000.
This is WPXY FM and HD1 Rochester. Home of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Moose is smart.
Breezy.
She's the best.
She's so funny.
The morning show is awesome.
The number one hit music station. We are 98 PXY.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.